This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 324 for Friday, March 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Friday, with losses in the front months and gains in the new crop contracts. Canola down $9.20 in the May contract at $1,139.40 per ton. New crop November, it's up $7.40 at $961.10. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature, with speculators likely booking profits on their large net long positions. The Canadian dollar moved above 80 U.S. cents today, and that pressured the canola market as the rising currency cuts into crush margins. However, Chicago soy oil was higher, and that provided some support. The need to encourage acres this spring also underpinned the new crop months. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher in choppy activity. Soybeans had moved down in overnight trade, but moved up as the day progressed. May soybeans up 9 cents at $17.10 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China for delivery during the current marketing year. The first official acreage estimates for the upcoming growing season will be released next week, with most pre-report predictions calling for an increase in seeded U.S. soybean area from the 87.2 million grown last year. Quarterly stocks data will also be released next Thursday. Corn, it's higher as well, up 5 cents in the May contract at $7.54 per bushel. General expectations are for a decline in U.S. corn seedings from the 93.4 million planted last year, as soybeans take away some area from corn. Corn seeding across the U.S. should get started over the next few weeks as soil temperatures begin to warm up. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains supportive, with the country's corn production expected to be down sharply on the year. Wheat futures are all higher. The biggest gains in Minneapolis spring wheat today, up 22 cents in the May contract at $11.05 per bushel. Kansas City up 15 cents in May at $11.10 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 16 cents in the May contract at $11.02 per bushel. The ongoing lack of movement with Black Sea wheat remained supportive, but recent moisture for the southern U.S. plains did account for some selling pressure, tempering the gains. France's winter wheat crop held steady at 92% good to excellent in a weekly report that's slightly ahead of average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.